listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM Ohio Business Machines, the preferred copy provider of the Cleveland Browns. They've got all the X's and O's for your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Gibbs, if you played for the Buckeyes and you beat Michigan, would you have asked for golden jorts instead of golden pants?
No, man. You got to go tradition.
There you go.
What if you started a new tradition? Everybody would thank you for years and years to come.
I've started plenty of traditions. None that really we should talk about on the radio.
Well, since you said that, what would be the number one tradition you've started, Gibbs?
My golf outing.
The jort golf outing?
You want to wear jorts? Not
sponsored by
out.
Wrangler jorts.
When is your golf outing?
It's kind of a rebel golf outing.
What does that mean?
And where?
It moves around because sometimes, allegedly, we've been banned from golf courses.
Allegedly.
What happened at this alleged golf outing?
Well, it's all about boozing. You don't have to be good at golf.
How many guys play in this outing?
It varies from year to year. Once you've been invited once, you're like a legacy.
So, like, what, four foursomes?
It goes anywhere from 12 to probably in the mid-20s, upper 20s. Huh.
So
foursomes or people?
People.
Okay, so at the largest group that you've ever had at the Jason Gibbs Jort Golf Outing.
I think we've had about 7 or 8 foursomes.
How many beers do you think get consumed on the course?
That's part of the lore.
But 200
golf outing.
200 or more.
Here's the thing.
There's 30 people. I'm gonna say.
Here's how this golf outing works. For every beer you drink, is a stroke off your team's final score. But if anybody vomits or passes out, you lose all your team strokes.
That's pretty fantastic.
That's fair.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
You lose the ability to take them off, or your team score goes to zero. So the goal is to have somebody vomit or pass out.
Like, we've had teams by the end of the round that were in the minus 50s, 60 under.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
So that's drinking.
That's fantastic.
There's some beers getting thrown down on the golf course.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're in the next one, right?
Where have you played local?
We've played at some courses in Lorain County.
Where have you been allegedly
Dragon
banned
Ranch?
From?
We are not going into names where we've been banned, but I can tell you the first
allegedly.
it's actually called the Steve Open because we were at a certain golf course and there was another outing going on. And
they didn't recognize yours as a true outing?
No,
they double booked it.
No, because at the time there were 12 guys on the course. This was a 27-hole course, so there was plenty of room. There were 12 of us, and not one of us bought a beer, yet we were all ridiculously sloshed.
So they're protecting
like before
their
we even
stream.
Teed off. There might have been a little golf cart lacrosse played on a fairway.
Ooh, fantastic.
There might have been a golf cart we had to pull out of water.
Not
mild,
a sand trap?
Little pond. No. But anyway, so we have a rain.
Gibbs, you're an animal. You need to be stopped.
We have a rain delay, and it's actually a tornado warning, and I refuse to come in. They had to send, like, the golf course superintendent out to force us to come in. Like, the sky's black, and I'm like, we're playing through this.
Were you playing the best round of your life?
No,
like
not at all.
Good
Come
Lord,
on, man.
Would it ruin the best round of
We'd already lost our strokes because I'm pretty sure my brother-in-law had fallen asleep in the – no, it was one of my college roommates had fallen asleep in the golf cart. He said he was taking a nap,
but he
was passed out. Yeah. And we were out like on hole 10.
In the interest of public safety, do you guys have a bus that drives
yes,
you
Yes, we had
home?
A bus.
Okay, good.
And the bus driver almost got us killed that year.
Was he playing?
No, he totally moved into a lane of a semi doing 70 on the freeway. We almost got jacked up.
Jeez. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you didn't.
So we're at this. We have a weather delay, and we notice that there is a the other golf outing has like an all you can eat buffet set up.
Mm.
Well, the game plan is we're walking in.
We know
Steve. We made up a name. We're like, there's got to be a Steve in the group. There's always a Steve in the group. So we go in, we're like, oh, yeah, we know Steve. And they're like, oh, great. You know, help yourself. I mean, my brother-in-law and his brother come out. They are the first two in. They come out with prime rib, corn on the cob. I'm like, yep, we're definitely.
Prime rib is the king of all the meats.
We are definitely crashing this little party. So we're all eating. My brother-in-law, his brother goes back in. He's doing shots. And right at the time he's doing this one shot, someone gets on the mic and they're like, "Hey, we all need to have, we all need to remember why we're here," and blah blah blah. And he's like, "Yeah, love that Steve guy." And everybody's like, "Yeah, it's the Steve so and so Memorial Golf Outing."
Whoa. Wow.
That's why the golf outing is now known as the Steve Open.
Wow. Great man.
And
wow.
I really have a lot more details, but we cannot go into
those. No, I think you've done enough. I think enough's been said already.
We'll catch up and break here in a minute.
I think enough's been said.
We do need to go to break.
Are we Paul Kruger, or are we going to go to break?
We got to go to break.
All right, we're going to after on that note.
That's heavy.
On that
There's
note.
A pretty good chance we all cashed our ticket to the party in hell. But
That's a tough story. Yes, yeah. Tough story. Thank you for sharing. If you feel better now, we forgive you.
Scumbag. Hey, man,
we forgive you.
It'll be happening again this summer.
Now I'm glad we haven't been invited. Well,
seriously.
Before I was sad. Now I'm happy.
I think I have diarrhea that day.
Sorry, I'm out.
Explosive.
I'm out.
That's hey, even better, dude.
Even better. Bring
I
it.
Can't even tell you.
A dozen beers.
The golf holes.
With diarrhea.
The bubble.
They drank a keg.
Yeah.
On the course.
Yeah. Sure.
That's strong.
And the one guy chose to take a nap.
Yeah. He did. He chose to. All right, we'll be back wrapping things up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.